This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And I'm not tired this morning. I'm a little more tired than I usually am because I stayed up a little bit later last night than I usually do on school nights. Because we got to get up so early in the morning to do the morning radio show. But the reason I stayed up a little bit later last night and it got me really mad. I'm a huge New Orleans Pelicans fan. I'm a big basketball fan. And last night, they played out in Portland against the Trailblazers, who are a real good team. And the Pelicans, with just under 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, were up by 17 points. And they blew a 17-point lead with just under 6 minutes to go. In the final 5 minutes and 50 seconds, they were outscored 25-7, and they lost by 1 point. They lost 125-124. I couldn't believe what I was watching. I couldn't believe the collapse of the New Orleans Pelicans last night. I mean, Zion was fantastic. Their other star, Brandon Ingram, who is in almost an 89% foul shooter. He's an 88.7% foul shooter. All he had to do was make one out of two foul shots in the closing seconds of the game last night that would have put the Pelicans up by four. He was on the foul line with the Pelicans up by three. That's one possession. That's 1 3-point shot. Ingram's at the foul line shooting two foul shots. He only needs to make one out of two to put them up by four, and they will win the game. And the 88.7% foul shooter missed both of them. Some would say Brandon Ingram choked last night. He scored 30 points. Zion had 28. Those are the Pelicans' two stars, and they are building around those two guys. Those two guys are the team. They are the future. They have to find the right guys to play around those two guys. But when Ingram missed both of those foul shots, when Portland won the game with 1 second left, I literally almost got sick. To blow a 17-point lead with 5 minutes and 50 seconds left in the game was unbelievable. They could have put it away one more time. Lonzo Ball is inbounding the ball to Nickeil Alexander-Walker, who, by the way, had a career game last night. The young Nickeil Alexander-Walker made 6 three-pointers last night. But he dropped the ball in the final seconds when they were inbounding it. All he had to do was hold on to the ball. They would have fouled him. He would have went to the foul line. But the ball went off of him and went out of bounds, giving the ball to Portland. Those two things at the end of the game last night, heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking.
I mean, 25 points. Can you only contribute that to those two plays, or do you think fatigue had a lot to do with it because it was the fourth quarter? Do you think a lack of defense once again cursed
lack of defense, no doubt, Coleman. But those two plays, if Ingram hits one foul shot, the game's over. If Nikhil Alexander-Walker holds on to the ball and it doesn't go out of bounds, the game's over. They got up big, but you see runs in NBA games all the time. You know, like a 10-point lead, a 12-point lead is nothing in the NBA, especially with the 3-point line and some of the 3-point marksmen we have in the league. But to lose a game where you're winning by 17 points with 5 minutes and 50 seconds left, and you were outscored 25-7 in those final 5 minutes and 50 seconds, fell apart. They fell apart. And look, I firmly believe in the direction that this team is heading. Their general manager, David Griffin, has won an NBA championship when he was the general manager of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Sure, he had LeBron James, but you know what? He's got Zion Williamson now. And Zion Williamson is doing things that literally only a handful of the greatest names in the NBA in the history of the league have done in their first 60 games. The things Zion Williamson is doing. They just need better play out of their guards, and that sucks. Last night, they got it. I mean, Ball played well. Lonzo Ball, again, Nikhil Alexander-Walker was fantastic. And I'll tell you what else killed them. Right at the end, with 2 seconds left, when they were up by 1 point, and Portland had the ball, and Eric Bledsoe fouled Damian Lillard. Instead of playing tough defense on him, make him beat us with a jump shot, which is what he took, a long, far jump shot. Eric Bledsoe fouled him, sending the 93% foul shooter to the foul line down by one with 1 second left. And he made both of them with 1 second left to put Portland up by one. How Bledsoe could have fouled a 93% foul shooter in that situation was unheard of. By the way, that guy, Damian Lillard, he scored 50 points last night. 50 he threw. He is truly an NBA superstar. And they're staying in Portland, and they're playing them again tomorrow night in Portland. Because of the coronavirus, this year's NBA season, you know, schedules are weird. They're doing things that they've never done before. And tomorrow night they gotta, I don't know if I'm gonna, because the game didn't start till 9:10. I don't know if I could do that again. I mean, if they win, it's worth it. But almost getting sick from watching them blow a 17-point lead with just under 6 minutes to go. I couldn't believe it. I firmly believe this team is in the right direction. They're heading in the right direction. I think they're a trade, maybe two trades away. But when you see them beat some of the best teams in the league this year, like they whooped Utah, they whooped the Clippers, they whooped Milwaukee. Those are three of the best teams in the league. But then they come out and they have bad games like what happened last night. And then losing to the worst team in the NBA by 30 points at home last week, Minnesota, was sickening as well. But on the spectrum, they could be anywhere. They could be as great as you've seen, as good a team as you'll see, or they could be as bad a team as you'll see, or anywhere in between there. So they're so young. I think they're the fifth youngest team in the NBA. And I've told you, Zion Williamson is the longest tenured Pelican, meaning he's been on the team longer than anybody else on that team. And he's 20. So it shows you how new they still are, and they're still learning to play together. But I couldn't believe what I watched last night. And some people are calling the Pelicans the Saints before they got Drew Brees. Lovable losers. That's what some people are calling them. And I mean, they haven't won anything yet. But I think with Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram in place, they just have to... You know, they've got a couple of other pieces as well that are young. Again, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, Jackson Hayes. You know, Steven Adams is a solid center. They've got some pieces. I think they're one, maybe two players away. Or this group, they're so young, they learn from this and grow more. But watching the Pelicans last, that's tough. As someone who loves sports, as someone who's that was very tough. I don't know if I could do it again tomorrow night, Coleman. I'm gonna have to go to bed when I normally go to bed around 10 o'clock. That would be about halftime of that game. But then I'd be wondering, are they winning or are they losing? As I'm laying there in bed.
Would you feel played if you fell asleep and woke up and found out it was the biggest game in Zion's career and a big blowout? They won 200-3. Would you be upset?
I'd be pissed because I missed the biggest game of Zion's career. I've watched every game Zion Williamson has ever played. I think he's played 62 games. And again, the things he has done through those first 62 games, there's only a handful of the greatest names in NBA history who have done some of the things that he has done. He personally has outperformed expectations as being the number one overall draft pick a couple of years ago when he came out of Duke. Everything that was expected of him, he has surpassed. That's how great he is. And a couple of weeks ago, they lost the game by a couple of points, and he missed 8 foul shots in that one game. And now he's a 70% foul shooter now, and he's getting better doing that. But my God, Brandon Ingram, 88% foul shooter, missing both of those foul shots at the end of that game. Oh, sickening last night. But what do you do when you get knocked down? You stand back up, you dust yourself off, and you put your head down, and you move forward. That's all you can do. And we got a lot to do on the show this morning. Some really good news coming out of the scariest neighborhood in New Orleans, Central City. Good news coming out of Central City. And good news coming out of another scary part of town, New Orleans East. Stay tuned for those reports and a lot more. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans' morning radio show. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Today is St. Patrick's Day, although it's here in New Orleans, it's not like it usually is. You think St. Patrick's Day in New Orleans, you think about a few different things. You think about the Irish Channel neighborhood around Parasols in Tracy's. You think of the parade in that part of town where people throw cabbage. Who doesn't love either throwing cabbage or getting hit by some thrown cabbage? I've had several great St. Patrick's Days here in New Orleans. If not there in that part of town, over in Mid-City at Finn McCool's Bar. That is always a scene. The problem is Finn McCool's is going to be closed today. And they're only going to have limited access to the bars in the Irish Channel neighborhood. Obviously still because of coronavirus, and this is the second year in a row that that parade has been canceled. Hopefully next year, 1 year from now, St. Patrick's Day in New Orleans will get back to normal. We'll get back to the way we're used to spending St. Patrick's Day. And I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of surprised St. Patrick's Day, which by the way, I absolutely love St. Patrick's Day. Osterlund, my last name is Swedish. That's my father's side. On my mother's side, it's Italian and Irish. My grandfather, my mother's father, an Irishman. Maybe that's why I've always been able to drink so much beer in my life. I mean, I don't drink nearly as much anymore as I used to. But I remember my grandfather, Coleman. My grandfather literally could drink a case of beer, and he used to drink Rheingold. He used to be able to drink a case of beer, and you wouldn't even know that he had any. And with that being said, I'm surprised St. Patrick's Day is still a thing here in the United States in the year 2021 with the cancel culture. Because you're taking a group of people, Irish people, and you're stereotyping them as drunks.
Who's doing that? The people that celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Well, hasn't that been the stereotype of Irish people forever? Try taking any other group of people from any other country or any race or religion, and then slapping a stereotype on them and see how far you will get. As we sit here in the year 2021. Again, I personally love St. Patrick's Day. I'm part Irish. I have no problem with the stereotype. But imagine trying that with any people from another country, people from another race, another religion. Try just slapping them with a stereotype like that and see what happens.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to cancel a culture when the culture embraces what you're trying to cancel. It seems like most people that are of Irish descent love to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. They love to get drunk, and they'll brag about how much of an intake of alcohol they can do on a St. Patrick's Day, you know?
Well, any day that gives us a reason to get drunk from the second you wake up, I mean, any day that it's socially acceptable to day drink, to drink during the day, and get drunk during the day. Coleman, you do your day drinking videos on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Every Saturday around high noon, if you're around Facebook, check out the Bayou, our radio station. Check out our radio station's Facebook page. There you will see Coleman go live and make a video of him getting hammered at a bar around New Orleans starting at 12 noon.
Yep, day drinking with Coleman every Saturday on around, every Saturday around noonish, give or take. And I just sit there and I get wasted and talk a bunch of nonsense.
Yes.
Live. And you can interact with me. You can put little comments. I respond to them.
And I've done a couple of those videos with you, and I've had fun both of the times that I've done those videos with you.
I wonder what happened with St. Patrick's Day, because it started out as a religious holiday. I was supposed to do a whole St. Patrick's Day weekend blast and talk about the history of St. Patrick's Day, but then Drew Brees retired and stole all my momentum, and everything had to switch to Drew Brees. So, you know, I did some research about St. Patrick's Day. Did you know he wasn't even Irish? He was British, St. Patrick?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was. Not only was he British, they celebrate St. Patrick's Day because St. Patrick went to Ireland from Britain, and he introduced Ireland to Christianity, so it started out as a Christian holiday. And he's not even a canonized saint. He's the patron saint of Ireland. And I didn't even know that countries had their own patron saint, like the United States. Our patron saint is the Virgin Mary, just like China. And even Iraq has a patron saint, Saint Zia, something like that. So every country has their own patron saint. But it started out as a religious holiday, and it ended up being a drunken festival, just like most religious holidays end up in the United States.
Well, a couple of things about St. Patrick's Day. I always thought the holiday was named after St. Patrick, the patron saint of Jell-O shots. But that's not true. Also, legend has it that St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland. But that's not true. Historians say he was too drunk to drive. In Los Angeles today is called the Irish Cinco de Mayo.
There you go.
A lot of cities have their own unique St. Patrick's Day traditions, Coleman. For example, every year in Evansville, Indiana, they cook green meth. So look, I am a fan of St. Patrick's Day.
I notice you're not wearing any green over there, John. Wait, don't pull down your pants. I don't want to see you. This text says, I'm Cherokee, Chickawa, and Irish, and my Irish sides are a bunch of drunks. And my mom was the only one who didn't drink. I guess the mom was the Cherokee side.
Well, again, labeling an entire race of people drunks, labeling an entire country, Ireland, a bunch of drunks. I mean, I think it's cool that we're still able to get away with that here in the year 2021, but I can't believe the cancel culture isn't kicking and screaming about this.
This text says, obviously the Irish people aren't offended.
Of course not. You got to have thick skin to be Irish.
Has Irish people ever been oppressed in any point in history? Because I think that's the criteria for cancel culture.
The potato famine.
That was oppression by the man. There was a systematic racism caused the potato famine.
They weren't able to. They ran out of potatoes, and they weren't able to grow any more potatoes, and a lot of people died. The potato famine.
Those racist potatoes. Because I think cancel culture only works if there's some kind of demonstrable evidence that particular culture was oppressed at some point in history. I think that's the criteria. And,
How do you prefer your potatoes? Baked, mash, french fried? How do you, au gratin? How do you prefer your
potatoes?
Whatever
Popeyes and Rallies do to their fries, that's my favorite type of potato. They have that, like, that Cajun batter type deal. I love Popeyes and Rallies and Checkers fries.
I think it's the type of spices. They add a little bit to their salt.
Yeah, that's what they do. Whatever they do, that's how I like my potatoes. Or The kettle jalapeno zaps, like the hot and hot jalapeno zaps. That's my favorite potato chip. We have a Shell station right up there on the corner, right by the Ugly Dog, and they ran out of jalapeno zaps. So y'all need to get your jalapeno zaps, Shell station.
And Coleman is wearing his green do-rag today.
Yes, I am.
Your head is green today.
I'm trying to get those Irish waves going under the do-rag.
So St. Patrick's Day here in New Orleans will not be like it normally is. Again, the bars that we think of, like I mentioned when we started talking about this, they're either going to be closed like Finn McCool's or very limited capacity like what's going on in the Irish channel with Parasol's, Tracy's, because of coronavirus. And hopefully, say a prayer, say an Irish Catholic prayer, that next year St. Patrick's Day will be like we normally know it here in the city of New Orleans.
Well, isn't there somewhere in the Irish channel that they're giving away green beer if you donate or something like that to that extent?
Well, they're actually that's going to be a drive-through situation, and that's going on, Coleman, for the entire month of March. That's pretty cool. If you donate, you will be able to get a free beer. In the Irish Channel, the St. Patrick's Day parade organizers are, which obviously they're not doing that this year, they're holding a green beer fundraiser / drive-through event for the entire month of March. You'll be able, they're hosting drive-through event for donations that go to a good charity, the St. Michael's Special School, which has educated students with intellectual and developmental disabilities since 1965. For the month of March, they've gotten together with Parasol's Bar and Restaurant, and that's in the Irish Channel, along with the Holy Ground Irish Pub in Mid-City. Organizers say anyone who visits those bars can provide a donation to St. Michael's Special School in exchange for a free green beer.
That's cool.
And that's going on for the whole month of March, by the way, at those two places. So happy St. Patrick's Day. I mean, I'm glad it's still here. I'm shocked that we're still able to take a whole breed of people and just label them as drunks. I was going to say, let's try doing that. Let's try stereotyping other groups of people today during the show. But I don't want to lose my job.
Don't give the cancel coach any ideas, John.
Yeah, we have a lot to get to today. I got some good news coming out of New Orleans East and some good news coming out of Central City. Two neighborhoods that could use good news here in the city of New Orleans. Stay tuned for those uplifting reports. And a lot more. We got a lot to do on the show this morning. Hang out with us. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And if you're just joining us, I was talking about how I'm a little bit surprised how we're still able to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, because basically you're calling one breed of people drunks. You're saying about the Irish. And as we sit here in the year 2021 with the cancel culture, I'm surprised they're letting that fly. I mean, try picking people from another country. Just pick any country and label them as something. Pick any race. Pick any religion and try labeling them as something. And it wouldn't fly here in the year 2021. But I love St. Patrick's Day. On my mother's side, my grandfather was Irish, and both Coleman and I absolutely love St. Patrick's Day, the holiday named after St. Patrick, the patron saint of cirrhosis. But we were talking about St. Patrick's Day, and some people texted.
Oh, yeah, did they text? So before the break, while we was talking about St. Patrick's Day, you were talking about how you were surprised it wasn't canceled. My dumbass said, well, I think there needs to be some demonstrable evidence that the Irish people were actually oppressed. And boy, did that set off. I'm getting educated like a mo for all the texts are coming
in. Yeah, they
in.
Were oppressed.
Yes, they were. So my apologies. I kind of knew that, but I didn't know to what extent. Like, so people are giving me some history lessons, showing me stuff where there were businesses that had signs that said, Irish need not apply.
Those were famous signs back in the day. Irish need not apply.
Yeah, and how the Irish were used to dig ditches and build tunnels like the Irish Channel or whatnot, and how they were considered less valuable than actual slaves.
Oh, the Irish were treated like horse dung when they first came over here. Absolutely.
So now, I guess, with that being said, I guess the cancel culture does have an excuse now to further, if they want to, try to cancel St. Patrick's Day, because they can throw all this. Say, look how the Irish were treated back in this year and that year. So, yes, let's cancel St. Patrick's Day to spare the feelings of the Irish today, which the Irish probably don't care about today.
No, the Irish don't care about it. And some people would say, well, if you were treated as bad as the Irish were treated here in the United States back in the day, you'd probably be drunk all the time, too. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And some good news came out of one of the roughest neighborhoods here in the city of New Orleans yesterday, Central City. It's a very violent place, very rough part of town. Rouse's grocery store opened up a smaller version of itself in the very underserved Central City location. And you know who was happy about this? Master P. He grew up in the Central City area. And then he went on to make tens, if not hundreds, of millions of dollars. Master P, the rapper slash entrepreneur. Yesterday, they had a press conference down there. And one of the buildings that houses a lot of the elderly and the poor, On the first floor of that building, they put a small version of a Rouse's supermarket in there. I think they pronounce the building Gooste. G-U-S-T-E? Gooste? Gooste? Grocery? That's what they're called. That's the name of the building. And so they're calling it Gooste Grocery inside that. And I think it's really awesome that Rouse's supermarket decided to do that. Master P said, quote, we've been here a long time. Every time we asked people to do something, nobody showed up. I'm happy and excited they showed up. And again, that's from the very, very successful Central City native, Master P.
That's pretty amazing, especially when you consider it was just probably under a year from now when Cantrell was on the phone with Donnie Rouse threatening to shut him down because of all the lockdowns and stuff like that.
Because she didn't see people wearing masks.
Right.
Oh, that was in the beginning of coronavirus. Yeah, and there were some people unhappy with Donnie Rouse's father going back to January 6th when he went to Washington, D.C. He was at that Trump rally. He left. But a bunch of people stormed the Capitol.
Yeah, that was just in January.
Yeah,
right.
And a bunch of people were upset, even though, and again, that's Donnie Rouse's father, even though he doesn't have anything to do with, that's Donald Rouse Sr. He doesn't have anything to do with the day-to-day operations anymore. People said, boycott that place. How dare you? When Rouse's has over 7,000 employees and they're such a great place. And now look what they just did yesterday. In Central City here in New Orleans. And I think it's great that they put a smaller version of their Rouse's supermarket inside one of the buildings on the first floor that houses, again, a lot of the very poor seniors here in the city of New Orleans. Great job, Rouses. Hey, coming up next, I got some great news coming out of New Orleans East as well. Yeah. And also, we'll continue with more St. Patrick's Day stuff. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. You know, I say that because there are so very few morning radio shows coming out of New Orleans anymore. We're one of the very few, Coleman. And so that's why I like to say New Orleans morning radio show, because most of the morning radio shows that come out of the city of New Orleans, they're syndicated. They come out of other places like Los Angeles or New York or Atlanta or Dallas or wherever. Houston. So that's why I like to say that. And I think it stinks that they're that we're one of the only morning radio shows that comes out of the city of New Orleans. So happy St. Patrick's Day. We talked about that earlier. We will talk about that a little bit later as well, because I'm a bit surprised that the cancel culture hasn't tried to cancel St. Patrick's Day. I am part Irish on my mother's side. My mother's father, my grandfather, was Irish. And I and Coleman, we love St. Patrick's Day. But as we sit here in the year 2021, how you could just label an entire breed of people something, drunks, you get away with that. We tried doing that with a group of people from another country, or tried doing that with a race of people or a religion of people.
That's the reason why Speedy Gonzalez is getting canceled right now, because Speedy Gonzalez, they say that his friends were a negative representation of Mexicans because Speedy Gonzalez's friends were a bit of alcoholics. Slowpoke Rodriguez and all of his friends, they were slow because they were always lethargically drunk. And Speedy Gonzalez was the only sober one, and he had to run really fast to save all of his drunken friends. So there's like, oh, we got to cancel Speedy Gonzalez because of the negative representation of Mexican mice.
They're canceling. They're trying to cancel Speedy Gonzalez because of who he hangs out with. They're not because of Speedy, but because of his friends. Isn't that something, trying to cancel someone because of who their friends are or who they hang out with? And by the way, there is someone else in pop culture who is right in the middle of being canceled right now. We're going to talk about that later in the show as well. I'll give you a hint. She's married to Ozzy Osbourne.
Gee, I wonder who that could be.
We have a lot to get to on the show this morning. But I wanted to bring this up because this is some really good news out of a part of New Orleans that needs some really good news. Did you read where recently retired New Orleans Saints quarterback, along with current New Orleans Saints linebacker DeMario Davis, that those two guys have put a bid in, a plan in, and I believe they're one of three groups to do this. Got a plan for the long-abandoned Six Flags New Orleans site over in New Orleans East. I mean, every time you drive by there, it's sad. It's sad to see, you know, a roller coaster that has weeds that are bigger than the roller coaster going around it and through it. And so this news yesterday I thought was great. A top contender being considered to redevelop that site, Drew Brees and DeMario Davis. According to the New Orleans City Councilwoman who represents New Orleans East, Cindy Nguyen. She said, the councilwoman, quote, "I am really excited. We got three amazing proposals on the table for us." And the Drew Brees DeMario Davis plan will transform the old Six Flags site in New Orleans East into learning centers, including farms that help kids learn about urban agriculture. How about that? It's a 227-acre parcel of land over there. And it's been dormant. It's been looking like an amusement park crack house since Hurricane Katrina. So, again, there are, and by the way, that proposal scored out of the three, again, there are three groups who want to do something with that over there. That proposal from Drew Brees and DeMario Davis was a partnership between Kiernan West LLC from Colorado and Shield, a nonprofit with Drew Brees, DeMario Davis, and a cornerback from the Buffalo Bills, Josh Norman.
Isn't Nick Fury the director of Shield?
Is he?
I think he might be.
Now, there's a second group, and their plan, and they're a local group, they want to build an RV park, a water park, and big box stores there. And then the third group, wants to see another amusement park and a travel center. So those are three groups to take those 227 acres, and they have three different plans, three different ideas. Which idea do you like best, Coleman?
I have to say the urban agricultural thing I think would be more beneficial as far as education goes, but I think the water parks and theme parks would be more economically viable. But I do like Drew Brees' plan, because we need something like that. You know, with all this technology going on, we're drifting away from actual knowledge of the land. So I think educational-wise, yeah, it would be very beneficial to have, you know, agricultural learning, you know, to have kids who aren't aware of where their meat comes from, where their corn comes from, where their oranges and potatoes come from, actually see how the process goes. And you can actually go there because it's right there in New Orleans East. You don't have to look it up and actually get your hands dirty. That would be awesome experience. But economically speaking, you know, I guess the water parks and the big box stores, I don't know, it's a tough call.
Well, no, I like the way you think. And look, economically, if Drew Brees and DeMario Davis and the cornerback Josh Norman from the Buffalo Bills get behind this, I think economically you won't have to worry.
Okay.
If it's going to be a learning center and an agricultural, urban agriculture or other. I like it. I like it a lot. Text us if you're listening. Would you like to see that? Would you like to see Drew Brees, DeMario Davis, their crew? Would you like to see them win that proposal and turn that into an urban living learning center? And I think that'd be really cool. You can text us which one of those you like best. 504-260-9595. Please do not text while you're driving. Keep it short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. We got a lot more to get to.
Also, right now, you have a chance to win $1,000 coming up. Between 7 and 5 p.m. every day, well, every weekday, you have a chance to win $1,000. Just listen for me to give you the keyword, and you text that to 72881 and get you some bucks.
Yeah, every hour from now until 5 o'clock. $1,000 were given out every hour. And right next, now, you're about to hear Coleman make it rain with his word of the day here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Def Leppard there. Anyone who air drums to Def Leppard with two arms is a jerk. I saw that the other day. I saw some guy cranking it in his car. He had a Def Leppard song playing, and he's doing drum fills with two arms. I'm like, hey, you're an ass! It's Metallica here on Bayou. I'm sorry, wait a minute here. Hey, it's AC/DC on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And I know here in New Orleans, today won't be like normal, regular St. Patrick's Days because of the coronavirus. You know, last year, the parade through the Irish Channel neighborhood here in the city, that was canceled. And that's the parade known for throwing cabbage. You either throw cabbage yourself or you get hit by thrown cabbage. You can never have more fun with cabbage than on St. Patrick's Day here in New Orleans. But because coronavirus started last year, it got canceled, and it was canceled again this year. And hopefully next year, we'll be back to the way things should be on St. Patrick's Day here in the city of New Orleans. What also stinks about today is that the bars that we usually go to. I've been living in this city a long time, and every St. Patrick's Day, if I'm not either at Tracy's or Parasol's, the Irish Channel, I'm in mid-city at Finn McCool's. And I know Finn McCool's said that they're not opening today. And I believe those places in the Irish Channel, Parasol's and Tracy's, I believe that they're going to be open, but to limited capacity. Because look, there is light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to this bleeping bleep bleep virus. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Here we are on St. Patrick's Day, and it's looking like, the 4th of July, sometime this summer, that we're gonna turn this corner. So they want to keep, as people are getting vaccinated, they want to keep it from having a final surge. But one thing about St. Patrick's Day that never, ever gets old is the video about the leprechaun sighting in Mobile, Alabama.
Q
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community, many of you bringing binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All you gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Yeah!
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff, and it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wars off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
Coleman, there are very few things, at least videos, that don't get old. That video never gets old. And we've got that video for you on our website at Bayou957.com. We also link that to our radio station's Facebook page. Coleman, I laugh at that video every time I see it. Every St. Patrick's Day, and there are sometimes, even on Halloween, I'll watch that video and still laugh. I mean, obviously, music, songs by your favorite bands you love, that never gets old. But other than that, there are very few things that never get old. That video makes me laugh every time I watch it. It never gets old. And I wonder why that is.
Because it's ridiculous? Maybe.
I mean, it's funny as hell.
And maybe it's the Mobile accents to go along with it. My favorite part is the guy that says he has a leprechaun flute. And it's just a CV pipe or something that he has. You have to see the video to get the. You have to see the sketch artist when he did the leprechaun. You just have to see it to see how ridiculous it really is.
It never ever gets old. I don't think there will ever be a time in my life where someone says, "Hey, play that leprechaun sighting in Mobile, Alabama video," and I will say, "No, man, I'm burnt out on that. I don't think that will ever, ever happen in my life because it's only 2 minutes. It makes you, I know a lot of people enjoy on social media and while they're texting, they enjoy texting, pushing the letters LOL. That video literally makes you LOL, laugh out loud. And one other thing that's interesting, the New Orleans connection to that video. When that first ran many years ago on a local news channel, a local channel in Mobile, Alabama, the news anchor, the male news anchor, was a young Scott Walker, who after he left that job, he came here to New Orleans. And he was the anchor for a bunch of years on WDSU Channel 6. He recently retired from that job. He ran for Jefferson Parish Council, and he won. So that news anchor in that video, Scott Walker, is now a Jefferson Parish Council member. How about that?
Well, John, what do you think? Do you think there was actually a leprechaun in that tree in Mobile?
Yeah. Yeah, I've thought about it for years, Coleman. And why he would pick that specific neighborhood, the leprechaun, I don't know why. But, yeah, you just asked me a question. Do I think that there was really a leprechaun sighting? It was either someone saw a leprechaun or there was some great crack going around that neighborhood because I believe it. Every time I see it, I believe that there really was a leprechaun in that tree.
This text says, Scott Walker is the son of New Orleans radio legend Bob Walker.
That's right. Thank you, Texter. So again, go check out that video on our website. It never, ever, ever gets old. It's at Bayou957.com. Bayou95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Hopefully next year, St. Patrick's Day will be like it was here in New Orleans. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. This damn virus. So, what stinks about that, because the thing about St. Patrick's Day, it's one of the few days where it's socially acceptable to get hammered, to get drunk during the middle of the day. I mean, it's like that in the rest of the country. Here in New Orleans, there are a few more days like that during the year where it's socially acceptable to get completely skunk-faced drunk during the middle of the day.
Yeah, that's all the days that end in Y.
Well, but today, and I've had some great, great St. Patrick's Day memories, whether it was at Finn McCool's in Mid-City or whether it was at Tracy's or Parasol's or around there at the parade in the Irish Channel. But and from what I understand, I mean, Finn McCool's isn't going to open today. I mean, imagine the money that place makes on St. Patrick's Day. And the owner over there said he's just worried about so many people showing up because we're close to ending this damn virus. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and he doesn't want to see a final surge. Nobody does. And I think the bars in the Irish Channel, I think they're going to have limited capacity today, but we're close. And if you're just joining us, I had said, because Osterlund is Swedish, that's my father's side. On my mother's side, I'm Italian and I'm Irish. My mother's father, my grandfather, was a 100% Irishman. So I've always loved St. Patrick's Day. Coleman loves St. Patrick's Day. But I'm surprised we still have St. Patrick's Day the way we do here in the year 2021 with the cancel culture, because just to paint one group of people as a bunch of drunks, like the Irish are painted on St. Patrick's Day, I figured the cancel culture would be out saying you can't be doing that. Because take any other country, take any race of people, take any religion of people, and try to make a blanket statement about them, a stereotype, not a positive stereotype. And try to do that with any other group of people, people would be telling you, you can't say that. You can't do that.
Who made up the rule? That's a negative stereotype, though. You know, I do my day drinkings on Saturdays on Facebook Live on Bayou, and I take pride in knowing, you know what? I love the alcohol. I love to take my shots of Jaeger. I love to drink my Yingling and my IPAs. You know, and if somebody told me, wow, Coleman, you drink a lot. You're a lush. I'd be like, yeah, right on.
But that's you.
Yes, that is me. That's just me personally.
Yeah, and the day drinking with Coleman videos are fun every Saturday on our Bayou Facebook page around high noon. That's when Coleman starts getting high on camera, on video. But we're still allowed to say, yeah, St. Patrick's Day, yeah, the drunken Irish, yeah, let's drink like Irish people, yeah, yeah.
Didn't they try to cancel the Fighting Irish mascot because they say fighting was violent or something like that?
The Notre Dame,
yeah,
Fighting
Notre Dame
Irish.
Fighting Irish, they tried to cancel that logo.
How about that, huh? But someone who is being canceled right now as we speak, someone is right in the middle of being canceled. This should be a new segment on the show. Who or what is getting canceled today? If it's not Mr. Potato Head, it's Dr. Seuss, it's Pepe Le Pew. But someone you will never see again on a television show, Sharon Osbourne, is being canceled right now as we speak. She's on a TV show that I never watch. It's called The Talk. And this, of course, is Ozzy Osbourne's wife. Well, last week, this started when she defended her personal friend, Piers Morgan. And we talked about what happened with Piers Morgan. He used to be on CNN, but now he's back in his home country of England. And he was on the morning news show on the BBC over there. And he trashed Meghan Markle. And when he trashed Meghan Markle, a lot of complaints came in calling him racist. You have to be racist because anything negative you say about Meghan Markle, you're racist because she's half black. Her mother's black. So you, how dare you call her a liar? How dare you say negative things? You must be racist. And he left his job. Sharon Osbourne defended him. And then one of the black co-hosts on that show, The Talk, said, well, Sharon, how could you defend him? That means you're racist. And so they were going back and forth. The show ended. And then the next day, I guess it got to Sharon and she apologized to her black co-host. And since that happened, someone has come out and said Sharon Osbourne off camera has made racist remarks about other people. And that doesn't surprise me, because if you know anything about Sharon Osbourne, not only is she her husband's manager, but she's one of the most successful, tough, ruthless business people in history. Anybody who has ever had to deal with her in a business sense has never won. Never won. She wins every time. Her father was Ozzy Osbourne's band Black Sabbath's manager way back in the day. That's how she met Ozzy. And her father ripped off Ozzy and Black Sabbath big time. So she took over Ozzy's career after he got kicked out of Black Sabbath. And she's the one, I mean, Ozzy had the great songs, obviously, but she took him out of a slimy hotel room where he was living, drunken and drugged out, and got his solo career going and has taken him to the ultimate level. She is an incredibly smart, tough, ruthless businesswoman, but it wouldn't surprise me her saying anything, not in front of cameras or microphones, if you've ever dealt with her or met her. So she is being canceled right now as we speak. She'll never return to that television show, and you'll never see Sharon Osbourne on another television show again. Her career in front of the camera is over. It's finished. Because now things are coming out that she said off camera about people, and those things are making news. So that's today's who's being canceled or what's being canceled today. Sharon Osbourne.
If a show you never watches gets canceled, is it really canceled if no one ever watched it?
Well, some people do.
Oh, okay.
It's, I guess it's a lot like that show, The View, but it's called The Talk. And I don't watch either of those shows, but I'm reading what's happening
but
here.
They all have to have four letters, The Talk, The Chat, The View, The Soap, The Balls, whatever.
All right, coming up, I got the dumbest thing I read all morning, and now, give us a second here to do the traffic. Coleman is going to tell you today's keyword. He's making it rain, and maybe you'll win $1,000 every hour all day long. We're giving away $1,000 here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. The very first American baby born with COVID antibodies was just born in Florida. The first COVID resistant baby, but the first human being that was born able to fight off coronavirus was just born. Super baby!
Couldn't have picked a better place, right?
Well, we've heard of Florida man stories, and now we have Florida baby. In Palm Beach County, Florida, doctors say a pregnant health worker who received the COVID-19 vaccine has passed those antibodies to her newborn. It's the very first known case and a potentially important development in the fight against coronavirus. Coleman, this is the first baby born that was born with the ability to fight off coronavirus. Super baby! COVID super baby! They say people are going to be coming for miles to just get a glimpse of this infant through a window.
Well, I hope they wear a mask and socially distance. Just because the baby is immune doesn't mean everybody else who wants to see. But it is Florida. What can you do, right? I guess DeSantis was on to something. This opened everything up.
A frontline healthcare worker was 36 weeks pregnant when she was given the first dose of the Moderna vaccine. A baby girl was born three weeks later, near the end of January, and a blood sample was taken. They tested the baby's blood to see if the antibodies in the mother passed to the baby, which is something we see happen with other vaccines given during pregnancy. The results showed that the baby had coronavirus antibodies. We have our first super baby when it comes to coronavirus. A baby, the very first baby in America born with the ability to fight off coronavirus.
Now let's see if it can fight off Florida, just being a Florida woman.
Yes. Well, she'll be Florida baby first, Florida super baby first, and then she'll be Florida girl, and then she'll be Florida woman. So, boy, talk about a good news story. We have a super baby, a COVID super baby. This is awesome. There is light at the end of the tunnel, damn it. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And I'll tell you, when it comes to GoFundMes, a lot of them are good. They're noble. But then there are some GoFundMes that make you want to jump out of a window. And that's one of them that I'm going to tell you about next on the dumbest thing that I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Happy St. Patrick's Day. It's that time of our gig where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Someone set up a GoFundMe to pay off Duchess Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's $14.6 million mortgage. But the good news is it failed miserably. It only raised $110. But who are these people that contributed $110 today? First, I want to know about this person that thought it was a good idea to set this up. And I'm going to tell you about this person. A 56-year-old woman.
Of course. I didn't want to be sexist, but I thought about it. I was like, no dude would do this, would he? Am I sexist for thinking that?
Don't be sexist, Coleman. 56-year-old Anastasia Hansen, who lives in California, not far from where Meghan and Harry's $14.6 million home is. It's just north of Los Angeles. I think Montecito it's called. Oprah has a house right down the street. Anyways, this 56-year-old nutbag said she started the fundraising effort because she seriously felt sorry for the multimillionaire royal couple after Harry publicly whined to Oprah Winfrey about being financially cut off by Buckingham Palace. And here's what she said. Quote, when they came to the United States, they were without jobs and with limited funds. Remember, she's talking about two people who live in a $14.6 million home. This woman, this nut, Anastasia Hanson, lives about 25 minutes away from the pricey pair's palatial estate in swanky Montecito. Quote, they've stated that they've had a rough time. So this fundraiser is a way to give help, compassion, and love by paying their home loan in full. Now think about all of the good GoFundMes we've talked about, Coleman. For the mother who got arrested because she left her three children in a motel room because she had to go work at a fast food restaurant. And then she got a couple of $100,000 sent her way. Now she won't have to leave her children, her very, very young children, in a motel room while she goes and works. You know, GoFundMes for people like that make sense. This bag of nuts who set up this GoFundMe for the multi-millionaire couple, she should never, ever be allowed to set up a GoFundMe account again. As a matter of fact, GoFundMe should take down her IP address, everything they need to know about her, and keep her away from their GoFundMe sites.
See, the thing is, she had good intentions, right? Because, all right, basically, she really believed in her heart that by being cut off from the royal family, that they were completely broke. And I'm not one to tell people what to spend their money on. I'm not going to tell this woman, hey, you know, you probably shouldn't waste your money. Or did she even spend any money? Because if she just set it up, did she donate herself? Or
she? It only says she set it up.
So she didn't donate anything?
It doesn't say if she was one of the morons who donated $110 to it before it got taken down.
So if she felt so bad for the ex-date royal couple that she set up a GoFundMe for other people to spend their money to help them out, but not her own money.
Yeah. And it said, the page read, I am Anastasia Hanson of Ventura, California. All right, that's in the San Fernando Valley. And I am raising funds to pay off the mortgage for the Montecito, California home of Harry and Meghan. Worth 2 million supporters to donate just $5 each, the goal is met and the loan can be paid off. After their interview, I was moved with compassion to help get their home paid off. As they are now financially independent, this will help and be a loving gift. Didn't Netflix just throw millions of dollars at these two to create things on Netflix? Aren't companies and businesses from all over the place throwing millions of dollars at these two?
And Tyler Perry offered them a place to stay.
My God, I have to say this because I say this every time I mention her. I will say this till the day I die. Meghan Markle, in my opinion, say what you want about her, you know, whiny, whatever. She is as beautiful of a woman as I have ever seen in my life. Looking at her, I can't think of very many women who are prettier than her, who are more beautiful, her face, than she is. Call me crazy, call me whatever. But every time I see pictures of her, I just stop and I go, wow, that, to me, that is the definition of pretty. That is the definition of beautiful. And I know everybody has different tastes. I know some love the blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm a brown eye, brown hair. Not like I don't like blonde hair, blue eyes. I love that too.
I'm more of a big booty, big boob, thick thigh chick.
Well, I was talking about faces.
Oh, what? What are those?
What did I tell you about being sexist?
I'm surprised Anastasia really believed that there were 2 million people out there that cared that much about the royal family. I'd be surprised if 2 million people actually cared about the royal family that much to give up $5 from their wallet.
Now, we put up an entertaining meme this morning, one of the things we posted on our radio station's Facebook page. It's a meme with two pictures. On top is the picture of Meghan and Harry, and on the bottom is the picture of Tony Soprano with his shoulders shrugged, saying, "Who gives a bleep?" Entertaining meme. Well, anyways, the woman in Southern California who set up a GoFundMe account to try to raise $14.6 million to pay off Duchess Meghan and Prince Harry's Southern California mansion in Montecito. That's the dumbest thing that I read, not just all morning, but in a long time. Someone should introduce this Anastasia woman to some real poor people that could really use the GoFundMe, and that's the only way she should be allowed back onto the GoFundMe app.
Right quick. This text says, "You bitch about cancel culture, yet you want to cancel the lady who wants to pay up Prince Harry's mortgage. Can you be more of a hypocrite?"
Yeah, come on! She wants to pay off a multi-millionaire's $14 million mortgage. No, and if you just listen to what I said she can come back to GoFundMe if she sets up a GoFundMe for people that need it. There are a lot of poor people out there that could use the money. Not these two. Here on Bayou. Thank you for the text, by the way. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.